And then from there, a few big companies got word of what we were doing. And I created with a few big companies, quiz funnels that were generating upwards of 1,000, 10,000, in one case, 100,000 leads per day on the back of a quiz funnel.
Plug into the minds of the world's cutting edge innovators, visionaries, and thought leaders who are rewriting the rules of sales and success. It's your time to make an impact. I am your host, Jason Mark Campbell, and this is the Selling with Love podcast. Hi there, listeners of the Selling with Love podcast. This is your host, Jason Mark Campbell. I'm running a little competition as we're trying to get more people to discover this podcast and the work that inspires those to sell with love more. And the best way to do this is to leave reviews, both on Spotify and on Apple Podcasts. And for those of you who leave a review when listening to this episode, I would ask you to take a screenshot of your review and send it to me at jason@jasonmarkcampbell.com. And in doing so, I'm going to give you a set of meditations that you can use to get into the state of selling with love. Whether it's connecting with your buyer, affirmations before making calls, or any kind of outreach, these will empower you to be feeling powerful and to be able to do it from a place of love. It is a reward for supporting the show, being a loyal listener, and of course, being able to give more to my amazing audience. Thank you for always showing up, listening, and being inspired by the amazing guests that I get to interview and I get to share their message with you. So again, just leave a review. Take a screenshot of the review. This can be done on Spotify or on Apple Podcasts and email it directly to me, jason@jasonmarkcampbell.com. Thank you. And now let's get started with our episode. Hey everyone, this is Jason Mark Campbell. Welcome back to the Selling with Love podcast. I'm so excited to bring a legend in the field of marketing, a legend in the field of pioneering ways that we can find more people we can serve in a way that's innovative, that actually brings value in the process of bringing them into your ecosystem, and just something that I've seen work wonders back in the days when I was back in Mindvalley, when this was applied, allowing us to pay less for every single lead that came into the ecosystem, and everyone was so happy by going through the process. I'm talking about the ASK method, and the man behind this method, Ryan Levesque, is with me, and he's been, oh my God, five-time Inc. 5000 CEO ASK Method Company. He's got a national best-selling book on Choose and Ask. He's been named Inc. as number one marketing book of the year for ASK, and we're going to go deeper into that process right now. Co-founder of Bucket.io, the quiz funnel software technology, over 30 million user. It's such a pleasure. We're going to dive right into it. Ryan, welcome to the show.
Hey, Jason. It's awesome to be here. Glad we could do this. I know when we tried doing this conversation a little bit ago, we had like this like unfortunate tech snafu. It was like the most amazing conversation in the world. And then we kind of got off of it and we're like, oh, like the recording actually didn't save. And it was like such a heartbreaking disappointment, but you know, second time is even better. So I'm excited to be here and great to be back and been looking forward to this conversation.
Quick side note for anybody doing a podcast, mistakes do happen regardless at where you're at. And you do the best you can in the situation they do happen. Really glad you get to come back. And it's an important time because you're updating a lot of the methodologies and you're really helping people apply it in an easier way than ever. But let's talk about it as a whole here for people that are maybe just getting started in online marketing and they've maybe heard of the ASK method or not. What are we talking about here and why is it so powerful?
Yeah, it's a great question. So, you know, what we're talking about here, what's come to be known as the ASK method, is really best understood in terms of being a set of questions that you ask when someone lands on your website so you can ultimately better sell and better serve. And the way in which you do that is through something that's known as a quiz funnel. Now, a quiz funnel is not an online quiz like many people are familiar with. It's not one of those like Disney princess quizzes, like what Disney princess is your dog? It is a quiz that's designed to ask a series of questions so you can ultimately diagnose and prescribe a person's situation and recommend the best next step for them. So instead of selling in a one-size-fits-all way and guessing who a person is, you're asking a series of questions so that you can customize the content, the copy, the messaging, and everything that you put in front of someone based on their unique set of circumstances.
I guess everybody who comes to you always has a very specific problem that they're trying to address. And we often do like the guesswork. I know for me, I talk to my clients a lot about, you know, try to get clear on the client avatar, what's their core problem, but there's always a few deviation and there's always a few assumptions. How does this actually make it different than just going out there and telling people, hey, come to my online training directly and adding this layer? Like, what's really going to happen when you start adding this?
Yeah, it's a great question. So, you know, I'll talk about the highest level and then I'll talk about kind of really some of the net effects of when you put this into practice, what it can mean for you and your business. So, you know, instead of positioning the thing that you sell in a generic way, you're right, everyone's different, right? What this allows you to do is by asking a series of questions, you can reframe that program that you're selling. You can reframe your services. You can reframe that course that you're creating. You can reframe that product that you're selling on your website to be specifically applicable to a person based on the answers that they've given you. So you can talk about it in a much more focused way. Now, the net effect when you do that is a few things happen. Number one, you get incredibly cheap traffic, incredibly cheap leads. And there are a few forces at play. One of the forces is simply when you're tapping into the power of self-discovery, the psychology of self-discovery. In other words, you know, when someone lands on your website, instead of saying, you know, click the link below to download my free ebook, you're saying, click the link below to find out your personalized results. It's a far more compelling promise. So you get more people to take action. A well-designed quiz funnel is something that people will share, right? People will take it and they'll say, this was really insightful. I really learned something powerful. They'll share it with their friends and their colleagues and their family and their neighbors. But beyond that, when you advertise or post this quiz on social media, like for example, say Facebook, and you do a good job, it's well-designed, what will happen is people will comment on your post and say, I took this and my result was I'm a type C. And someone else say, I'm a type I, I'm a type G, and whatever your results sort of framework is. So you get tons and tons and tons of comments. People will hit that share button. People will like it. They'll love it. And when that happens, two things occur. Facebook will say, if you are advertising using paid advertising, they'll say, let's make it less expensive for you to advertise because people are getting a great experience. There's a ton of engagement happening right here. People are staying on Facebook and they're participating and they're having a great experience. And then if you're using organic traffic, Facebook will increase your reach. They'll say, this is a great user experience. Let's show this to more people. And that's not limited to Facebook. It's true on whatever platform you use, whether it's showing your stuff organically on LinkedIn, on Instagram, on Pinterest, Google properties, YouTube. I mean, you name it. It doesn't matter what platform you use in your business. So you get incredibly cheap leads. But the other side of the equation is those leads will convert often twice to as much as three times better than when you sell in a one-size-fits-all way. And the reason for that is you're asking questions about a person's situation and you can customize the content that they see next. You can customize your message. You can show them a custom video or show them a custom case study or testimonial or send them a custom email sequence based on those answers that's unique and specific to them. So you get cheaper traffic that converts two to three times better. And not only do you better sell, but you're better serving at the same time. So it's one of these strategies that you're not like doing it at the expense of your audience. Like you're actually improving the user experience for them. They're having a better experience because you've taken the time to do this. So it's one of these rare strategies where you can really have your cake and eat it too and feel really good, you know, from an ethical standpoint, feel really good about what you're doing when you go to bed at night and the difference that you're making in the world.
See, the reason I'm so excited about sharing this method as how people can generate more traffic, more sales, is because it ticks all the boxes when it comes to the Selling with Love methodology as well. And for those who aren't familiar, we talk about, you know, be clear on the impact. This does something great. The second one is the most important, which is how to actually love the client. And the way I say to love the client is actually to understand them. And this is what I love about the quiz is the more you run traffic, the more you gather data to better understand your client, to refine everything else in the business. I think it's absolutely genius. And before I get into a bit more of the specifics, like, how did you become that quiz guy? Like, what made it so that you're like, yep, this is the thing that needs to be shared with the world?
You know, so my story is like many of us, I think, who came into this world. I didn't expect that this is where I was going to find myself. At university, I was very fascinated with the brain. I studied neuroscience at the Ivy League level, and I actually taught a section of Neuro 1, the introduction to the neuroscience class at Brown for 2 years. And I thought I was going to become a neuroscientist. That's what I thought I was going to study. My college roommate and best friend is an actual neurosurgeon at the Mayo Clinic. And so that's kind of what I thought I was going to do with my life. But I realized I was actually more fascinated with human psychology and less about the medicinal aspect of it. So I kind of found my way into different various facets of human psychology. My career led myself to study and pursue finance. I worked on Wall Street after graduating from college and really was obsessed with the psychology of the capital markets and the idea of irrational exuberance and the boom and bust cycles and what causes us to kind of think and tick in a certain way. That led me to spend some time living and traveling in Asia, which you and I have in common, and spent 5 years living in China, actually, where I became really fascinated with the psychology and the neuroscience of language acquisition. And I learned to speak and read and write Chinese nearly fluently in that process. I was managing a team of 30 local Chinese team members. And then in 2008, where I thought my career was on this rocket ship, I woke up one day and the Wall Street Journal Asia edition on the headline said the company I was working for was about to go out of business, was about to go bankrupt. And it was in the world financial crisis that I realized, all right, like I got to do something different with my life. And I'd been thinking about starting a business at some point, and I kind of use this as like the sign from the universe to be like, all right, well, maybe this is telling me the sign. Now's the time to do it. So I donated everything that I owned to charity. My wife was pursuing a PhD at HKU at Hong Kong University at the time, and we were like living separately. We'd see each other on the weekends. So we moved into student housing together, and then I started my first online business. And the first online business was in a tiny, random, obscure niche market around teaching people how to make jewelry using a combination of origami paper that we had access to in Asia and Scrabble tiles. And it was like this fad that kind of was this thing back in 2007, 2008. So we built this business and we used a quiz funnel to really funnel people into one of several different places. Now, it wasn't called the quiz funnel then. It wasn't called the ask method, but it was a very rudimentary version of that. And then we replicated the same process in the next market. We went into the orchid care market, teaching people how to care for their orchids as in the flower. Then we went into the memory improvement market, which was a passion of mine, and memory techniques, and then fish oil supplements, and then tennis, and then golf. And all said and done, we went into 23 different sort of niche markets using this process that we just kept refining over time. And then from there, a few big companies got word of what we were doing. And I created with a few big companies, quiz funnels that were generating upwards of 1,000, 10,000, in one case, 100,000 leads per day on the back of a quiz funnel, participated in two exits. One was in the golf market, an exit that led to a sale to NBC and the Golf Channel. It was a $100 million plus exit. My piece was very, very small. Then in the business funding space, an exit that led to PayPal for something that we built called Loan Builder, which was a quiz funnel for determining what type of business loan is right for your business. That was an exit for over $160 million to PayPal. So I saw the power of this process and I realized that this was something that small businesses could use in a big way. So we launched a company called the Ask Method Company. You mentioned it's now a five-time Inc. 5000 company, basically teaching and sharing this model with the world. We built a software technology that we now have over 30 million end users who take one of our quiz funnels through the platform. We've built over 12,000 quiz funnels in the platform. So I share these numbers certainly not to brag, but really just to share with you that this is something, this is where I've spent my 10,000 hours, right? This is where I've, you know, really obsessed. And, you know, we built a company, we're approaching 100 employees across our company. And you know, this is what we do all day, every day. We are certainly the leaders in the space, certainly have more data and more expertise and more experience in the space than anybody else in the world in this very, very narrow slice of life. But it all kind of stems from a fascination with human psychology, understanding what leads people to take action, how to understand a person's situation so that you can ultimately, in just a few data points, with a few simple questions that you ask, customize the user experience in a way that is far more powerful than the way most websites and most businesses operate online.
I'm so glad you shared this background because a lot of times when you hear a technique, you're like, well, it only matters or only works in this particular industry. You've proven that wrong. Oh, it only works for a certain amount of people. You've proven that wrong because you've been able to apply it with so many different people. So I think people might underestimate how powerful this simple tool can actually be, which comes to a point of like, okay, should I be prioritizing this? And if so, how am I even supposed to get started with this? So what are some of the first steps? If I acknowledge, I've listened to this, I'm like, Jason, Ryan, I'm in, I want to do this. What's the next step?
Yeah, so that's a great question. So you know, I'll share kind of a micro step that you can take right here, right now. And then we'll talk about, for anyone who wants to go deeper, an opportunity that I'm really excited to be introducing. So the first next step is to think about what's your quiz going to be about, right? Like, what's your topic of your quiz? What is it actually going to be about based on what you're selling? And if you have a business, if you don't have a business, how you can use a quiz funnel to create a pre-launch list, to create an interest list of people who are ready to buy when you actually launch your product or service. But what I'll say is that there are three types of quizzes that we found from all the data that we have that are more effective than anything else. And what I'd love to invite you to do as a first step is think about which of these three types of quizzes you think might make the most sense for your business. So first type of quiz is what we call a type quiz. Type quiz is where you're putting people into one of several buckets based on their type. Now, the psychology here that you're tapping into is what's known as categorical perception, which is really just a big fancy way of saying our brains need to organize the world into categories. Even when something is like not naturally something you can put into different buckets, like for example, color. Color is a spectrum, but our brains, to make sense of the colors of the rainbow, we have to like, this is red, this is orange, this is yellow, this is green. Like, our brains have to put things into different buckets. So when you tap into that psychology, it's very powerful because even as human beings, we want to know what buckets, what category we fall into. So an example of this would be like, I think of Neil Gordon. He has a business that he's built on the back of a quiz funnel that is in the public speaking space. What type of public speaker are you? Pre-COVID, Neil was driving for Lyft. Today, Neil has a business that makes six figures a month teaching people how to become a better public speaker on the back of this public speaker quiz. So that's a type quiz. Next framework is what we call a killer quiz. Killer quiz is a little bit different. Killer quiz, if you help people identify the biggest mistake they're making in their life that's holding them back from getting a result, presumably that your product or service can help people with. So I think of, in this case, Charlie Wallace. So Charlie is a musician. Not that long ago, he was trying to like, you know, make it work as a traveling musician with his band. And he realized he needed to make extra money. So he started teaching guitar lessons. And then he started teaching guitar lessons online, but he was struggling to get people to sign up. And so he created a quiz. What's your number one guitar progress killer? The thing that's holding you back technically from playing more complicated songs and getting to that next level. So launches this quiz, goes completely bonkers. And he's built since a brand called Guitar Mastery Online that he's built to over $2 million a year, teaching people how to play guitar online. It's like one of the biggest leaders in that market, in that space. So that's a killer quiz, the biggest mistake that someone's making. Third type of quiz is a score quiz. Score quiz is where you help people identify where they are kind of in their spectrum of success, their journey of success. So I think of Dr. Tanji Watkins. She was a former doctor, but before COVID, she was a medical doctor. Like many medical professionals, she was at the front line. She got burnt out from, you know, everything in the last few years with COVID and the pandemic. And she said, I want to do something different with my life. So she decided to become a coach and she wanted to help people really find their dream career. The only problem was she had no website, she had no business, no product, no experience, but she heard the power of a quiz funnel. So she created this quiz, what's your career fulfillment score? And she used it to build a pre-launch audience before she even started her business. Well, she got a few thousand people to take this quiz over a few weeks' time. And that gave her the confidence, having a line out the door ready to launch her coaching services. First month in business, again, no website, no experience, nothing. First month in business, she makes over $20,000 in recurring coaching payments just by launching her business on the back of this quiz. And now she makes six figures a year as a coach, helping people pursue their dream career. So as you hear these examples, type, killer, score. The first step to answer your question, Jason, is which of those three quiz frameworks do you think makes the most sense for your business? Is there one that resonates with you more than the others? Is there one that really stands out that you say like, oh my gosh, this is like a perfect fit? Or if you're like many people, you might say like, I could see all of the above. Like I could see like all of them could potentially work. But that's a great first step as you're thinking about where to begin and where to begin brainstorming the possibilities for your business.
As everybody surely can appreciate, we're just scratching the surface of this amazing methodology. And I'm so excited I got to bring Ryan on the show because this is something I've been wanting to implement. This is something I've been wanting to roll out in my own business because I know its power. And I only wish there was something I could learn more, go deeper with Ryan. And the beauty is, since you're here on the podcast, you're probably just getting curious about this information. But what Ryan's put together, which I'm so excited about because I will be one of the participants in it, is he's putting together a week-long quiz funnel workshop where he's going to take people through the process of creating their first quiz start to finish. And usually this is a paid program, but what Ryan's been able to do for me and all of you who are attending this is he's put together a special link and a code so that instead of paying $100 to attend this week-long workshop, you all get to join for absolutely free. And I'd invite you all to join as I'm going to be going through the same process myself. I know how powerful this is. I know how important it is, especially for those of you who are listening of getting started. This might be one of the most important steps you can do to be able to start your business, doing it ethically and doing it in a way that works. Just go to quizfunnel.com/SWL, which is selling with love. So SWL. Link's going to be in the show note. There's so much more we need to learn from a man like Ryan. I hope you got curious, you got a taste, and you're ready to get started with a quiz. It'll change your business. And Ryan, thank you again so much for sharing. Any closing words for our fantastic audience?
Two last things I'll say is number one, when you go to that link, quizfunnel.com/SWL, you'll also need to type in the coupon code SWL and hit apply code in order for you to see the discount applied. We will have thousands of people participate in this workshop who will be paying full price. So keep that code to yourself. That's specifically just for listeners and those of you who are here. What I'll also say is if you're the type of person that loves to see examples, if you're more of like a visual person, we're going to go through dozens of examples in this workshop. So we're going to help you come up with what your quiz topic is going to be, how to figure out the big idea behind your quiz, what your quiz questions are going to be, what type of quiz is right for you, dozens of examples, and really the process from start to finish, step by step. So for anyone who's interested or even curious, I recommend that you join us. It's going to be a lot of fun. And the only catch is we only do this once a year. So your timing is perfect. Go ahead and get yourself registered. And then otherwise, Jason, I'll say thanks so much for the opportunity to be here and to share, and looking forward to having you part of the workshop as well.
Rapid fire session. Absolutely love it. What a joy. Thank you so much, Ryan. For everybody, now you know what your powerful action is. Go and get curious. Come through the week-long challenge on building your quiz funnel, and I'll see you all there. And thanks again for selling with love and tuning in. I am your host, Jason Mark Campbell, and this is the Selling with Love podcast.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.